here are his, the door where the children had their heights marked, the grandchildren when they came to visit.
In a museum on the campus of Iowa Wesleyan College, Joy Conwell is talking about the grandchildren of Senator James Harland and President Abraham Lincoln. 3 years after Lincoln's death, his son married Senator Harland's daughter. Before he was a senator, James Harland was the president of Iowa Wesleyan in the 1850s and again in 1869. Joy Conwell works for the college's library in the Historical Collections Department.
Being able to work with his archival materials shows a man, even when he was in Washington, D.C., had a passion for education, for this community, and particularly for this campus.
Harland lived in Mount Pleasant until he died in 1899. A few years later, the Iowa legislature commissioned a statue of him for the U.S. Capitol's Statuary Hall. Every state is allowed two, and earlier this year, Harland's statue was replaced with one of Dr. Norman Borlaug, a scientist noted for breakthroughs in agriculture. Harland's statue has been returned to Iowa and yesterday was dedicated at its new home on the campus of Iowa Wesleyan College.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the college that James Harland helped build.
During a ceremony in the college's chapel, President Stephen Titus says Harland's vision had 3 points that dramatically changed what was then a 13-year-old school called Mount Pleasant Collegiate Institute.
First, to embark upon a financial campaign to erect a second, larger building. Second, to establish at once a collegiate curriculum leading to the BA degree. And third, it must change its name to Iowa Wesleyan University to indicate it the full education program as well as its sponsorship by the Iowa Conference of the Methodist Episcopal Church.
Titus says Harland was the president for a short time, but stayed active with the college by maintaining a home on the campus for the next 44 years.
You know, because even when he was senator, he was a trustee still. So his influence continued, you know, over that time. And I'd have to believe that that had some of the influence and sort of continued that momentum that he began.
Joy Conwell from Iowa Wesleyan's Historical Collections says even though Harland did not live in Iowa until he was in his mid-20s, she believes he considered Mount Pleasant his hometown.
Life takes you on many paths. Wherever our lives take us, it's nice to come home. And it's wonderful that the Harland statue has come home, and I think he would be very pleased to know that he is home.
Technically, the 8-foot-tall, 2,500-pound bronze statue of Harland belongs to the state of Iowa, but the legislature voted to keep the sculpture on permanent loan to the college. In Mount Pleasant, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.